Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Sallie Mae, the well-known player in the student loan and financial services space. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a company that's deeply tied to the education financing sector, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down Sallie Mae, officially known as SLM Corporation, ticker SLM, with a full SWOT analysis to uncover what makes this stock tick, where it's vulnerable, and what could drive its future. Let's dive into the details with a quick overview, some recent developments, and then get straight into the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for this company. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Sallie Mae is a major name in the consumer banking space, primarily focused on private student loans and other financial products aimed at students and families. They operate in the financial services sector, specifically within the credit services industry, and have a significant footprint in the U.S. market. With thousands of employees and a hefty market cap, they've been a staple for education financing for years. But how are they performing lately, and what's the buzz around them? Let's set the stage. Looking at recent performance, Sallie Mae has shown some mixed results across different timeframes. Over the past year, their stock has had its ups and downs, but I'll let you in on a little insight. Their shorter-term performance, especially over the last few months, suggests some volatility that might catch the eye of traders, though we're here for the long game. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves to adapt to changing economic conditions and federal student loan policies, which could be a game changer. Plus, their latest earnings call for Q2 2025 dropped some interesting tidbits about their financial health and outlook, which we'll unpack as we go. So with that backdrop, let's roll into the SWOT analysis and see what's really driving Sallie Mae. Strengths. All right, let's start with what Sallie Mae is going for it. First up, their core business in private student loans is a solid niche. The demand for education financing isn't going away anytime soon, and Sallie Mae has built a strong brand in this space. Their latest revenue figures from the income statements show consistent inflows, which speaks to their ability to maintain a steady stream of business, even in a tricky economic environment. Another plus is their profitability metrics. Looking at their net profit margin and return on equity from the recent data, they're managing to keep a decent chunk of revenue as profit while generating solid returns for shareholders. That's a green flag for long-term investors who want stability. From the Q2 2025 earnings call summary, it's clear they've got a handle on operational efficiency. Management highlighted cost controls and strong loan origination numbers, which suggests they're not just sitting idle, they're actively optimizing their business model. Lastly, their balance sheet shows a reasonable amount of cash and equivalents, giving them some flexibility to weather short-term storms or invest in growth. That liquidity is something I always like to see in a financial stock. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Sallie Mae has some cracks to watch. One big concern is their debt-to-equity ratio, which is on the higher side based on the latest metrics. For a company in the financial sector, carrying too much debt can be a red flag, especially if interest rates stay elevated or if there's a downturn in loan repayments. Another issue is their reliance on the student loan market. While it's a strength in some ways, it also means they're heavily exposed to regulatory changes and economic cycles. If federal student loan policies shift dramatically, as hinted at in recent news and earnings discussions, it could squeeze their core revenue stream. Performance-wise, their stock hasn't been a consistent outperformer compared to broader industry trends over longer timeframes like the past 5 years. This suggests they're struggling to keep pace with competitors or sector growth, which might frustrate investors looking for market-beating returns. Lastly, their current ratio and quick ratio indicate they might not have the most robust short-term liquidity to cover liabilities if push comes to shove. It's not a deal-breaker, but something to keep an eye on. Opportunities. Moving on to the exciting stuff, what could propel Sallie Mae forward? First, there's a big opportunity in adapting to federal student loan policy changes. The Q2 2025 earnings call mentioned they're positioning themselves to capitalize on potential shifts, which could open new markets or products if they play their cards right. Think expanded services or partnerships that could diversify their offerings. Another area to watch is their potential for digital innovation. While not heavily detailed in the data, their focus on operational improvements suggests room to enhance customer experience through tech, something that could attract younger borrowers in a competitive market. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to historical averages, with analyst estimates showing a range that suggests the stock might be undervalued for future growth. For long-term investors, this could be a buying window if other fundamentals align. Lastly, with education costs still rising, the demand for private loans could grow, especially if public funding options tighten. Sallie Mae is well placed to capture this if they can maintain competitive rates and terms. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real risks that could trip up Sallie Mae. The biggest one is regulatory uncertainty. Changes in federal student loan programs or broader financial regulations could directly hit their business model. The earnings call hinted at economic challenges too, and if policymakers clamp down, it could be a rough ride. Economic downturns are another threat. If unemployment rises or borrowers struggle to repay loans, Sallie Mae could see higher default rates, which would dent their bottom line. Their high debt levels only amplify this risk. Competition is also heating up. Other financial institutions and fintech players are eyeing the education financing space, and if Sallie Mae doesn't innovate, they could lose market share. Industry performance data shows their sector is growing, but not necessarily at their expense. Finally, interest rate fluctuations could hurt. Rising rates might make their loans less attractive to students and families, while also increasing their own borrowing costs, given that debt load I mentioned earlier. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Sallie Mae is a bit of a mixed bag for long-term investors. On one hand, they've got a solid foothold in a niche market with steady revenue and decent profitability, which is great for stability. On the other hand, their debt levels, regulatory exposure, and inconsistent performance compared to industry peers raise some eyebrows. For me, the opportunities around policy shifts and potential digital growth are intriguing, but you've got to weigh that against the very real threats of economic and regulatory headwinds. If you're considering a position, I'd say keep a close watch on their debt management and how they adapt to the changing landscape over the next few quarters. Those will be key to their long-term story. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on Sallie Mae here at MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions in the comments. I'd love to hear what you think about Sallie Mae's prospects. Until next time, keep building that wealth and investing smart.